Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 15, says, "The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the firstborn from the dead, so that in everything he might be preeminent. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you in his holy sight without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant." My name's not Paul, by the way. That's what the thing said. That's the passage that we're kind of going to be talking about throughout the night as we play these games. And it's a passage that Rob is going to be preaching out of in his series. And I just love how the supremacy of God is so visible in that passage, and how we can really see how awesome he is and how great he is. And in that hope that we have established in the gospel, this faith, we get this faith that we get to rest on and stand on. And we have faith that this grace was established, and faith that Christ is above all else. I just really like what that passage says. And it really ties in with what this next song says. So just think about that as we sing this next song.
Hello. Uh-oh. I thought I lost this. Here, hold this. So, how's everyone doing? Junior high was all over here. Now you guys are... Never mind. Let me put my stuff in my pocket. So we're going to play some games. Here's the deal. How many fire stations are in here? Okay. Anyway, I don't know why I'm up here. AJ's going to explain the rules of the game. All
right. Hey, guys. All right. First, I need one guy and one girl. It's 50. All right. Joshua. All right. Come on. Need a girl. Hat's closed, but come on, Brandy.
Come on, Brandon.
Denise. Come on. She's actually doing something, though. All right. So the point of the game, Manny has it's. Manny has a $50 bill over there. The point is to reach down and grab it.
No.
Yes, you do. Now, are you good now? All right, the trick is you have to be against the wall, both your heels against the wall, and then a piece of paper with your butt just holding it against the wall. You can't move your feet or your butt off the wall, or else the paper will fall and you'll lose the game. All right? So, Josh, let's go first. Okay. All right, you can sit down now. Let's have a hand for him. All right, the point of that was, obviously, you couldn't do it. And I'm supposed to bring that into my devotion here. I'm starting from verse 21 in Colossians 1, one of the verses where Manny was talking to you, where it says, "And you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds." Now, basically, that means that we are sinful, and if you're sent, and if you're sinful, that means you're an enemy of God, because God hates sin. And let's see. And if you're an enemy of God, you can't be with him, and just that's not good if you're an enemy of God. And it says in Isaiah 59:2, "But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." Now, if we're against God, and we're helpless against him, like just standing against a wall, we couldn't lean down. Just one wall was blocking the point of just leaning down and getting something right in front of you, and we couldn't do that. Now, if we're so helpless against that, that God's wrath would just destroy us. And it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth." And that's in Romans 1:18. Now, since we're helpless against God, that and God's wrath would come to us, we needed a sacrifice to be saved. But and it says here in Hebrews 9:22, "Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins." So we needed a sacrifice. But not an ordinary sacrifice could just save us from all of our sins. It says here in Hebrews 10:4, "It is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." So, since we are so sinful, sin was keeping us from saving ourselves, we needed a sinless sacrifice. But it says here in Romans 3:10, "None is righteous, no, not one." So, none of us could just save ourselves. So, that's the main point of why it's important that Jesus came down as both 100% man and 100% God, to be the sinless Savior, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God."
Let's give the competitors and AJ one more round of applause. Here you go. This belongs to you. Here.
Hi, guys. Hi. Thank you, Nick. Okay, we're going to play a game with some tape measures and some ping pong balls and a cup. What are you doing? Okay, I need two girls and two guys. Well, none of you count, so sit down. I didn't even pick you. Sit down. No. JD. JD. And no, not Nick. And Joshua. I didn't pick you because you were standing up. Oh, and I need two girls. Anya, you want to play? Okay, since none of y'all want to play, I'll pick my buddies over there. You guys are no fun. Ow! Okay, you're going to take the tape measures and you're going to pull it out to 6 feet. And you're going to, you're gonna put the ping pong ball on the tape measure, and you're gonna try to put it in there without touching the tape measure to the cup.
Oh, stuff in my cup. Oh, this is all jacked up. Look at it, so twisted.
Yes. All right. You have a minute and a half, and you can't touch the tape measure to the cup. Not yet, Shelby. Wait, I can't touch No. Okay. Okay, guys, ready? Okay. Okay, go. Shelby, do it for Chivo. Hey, Jordan, and Jordan is supposed to go in your car. Aw, bummer. All right. Good job, guys. All right, you can sit down now. You can sit down now.
No, let me get this.
I got it for you, buddy. It's all right. What? You're reserving? Yeah, go sit down. Okay. All right. Okay. Who got one in the cup? Jordan, did you get one? Okay. Rebel. Okay. So my verses, Clay. My verses were Colossians 15 through 17, which basically just says that there's no way that we can measure up. Get it? Okay. There's no way that we can measure up to Christ because he has all authority, and we can't be perfect. You guys weren't perfect with putting the ping pong ball in the cup because you're just sinners. anyways, so like a story or something came to my mind that because I love Guatemala. Thank you. No matter how much we talk to Guatemalans about Christ, there's no way that they can measure up or be perfect enough for Christ to love them more or love them less. So, just when you're having a bad day, just think that there's nobody in this world who's perfect, so just try to read the Bible and kind of, you know, let it sink in that, well, we're all sinners. Christ died for every single one of us. So he loves us all the same. So, yeah.
Thanks. That's all. Thanks. Let's give the competitors at Sierra another clappy clap. This next game is a little tricky. If you guys don't know, Zach is awesome.
Manny Rivas, everyone. All right. Oh, my gosh. All right, Daniel Venable. All right, so how many people we want up here? Every fire station? Four total people, so I want two guys.
Don't pick Josh.
I'm not picking Josh. Two guys, two girls, all right? All right, okay, I see all the guys standing up right here. And where's the animal? He's already up there. All right, so I got one guy. Okay, who has not played a game? What? I heard it. All right, you guys haven't played a game yet. I haven't watched, so you guys be honest. God's watching you right now. You haven't played a game? All right, you're being nice and calm, so I'm going to pick you. Sorry, I'm just doing that. I already got Danimal. All right, what is your name? What's your name? Tim? Tim, okay, girls. Chelsea? Kelly? I hear Chelsea and a Kelly. Kelly, come on. Come on. Yeah, give it up for these good sports up here. They're gonna need the affirmation.
make sure that they don't bite the straw.
Don't bite the straw? All right. All right, help me explain this. Man, you're going to help me with this game, all right? So this is a game of Coke, of cola. All right? All right, so we got two cups here. What? Oh, gosh, I already get these? All right. I got two. Everyone up here gets two cups, all right? One cup with Coke in it. One cup that's empty, all right? Now, they get two straws they have to hold, if I'm correct. Both the straws in the mouth. They have to have one straw outside the cup and one straw inside the cup. Correct? Like this. Like Rob. Rob is the example, so take the straw out of here. So the straw goes on the outside, all right? You guys got it? So both in their mouth, can't use their hands, can't. They have to get as much Coke as possible in the straw, and then once it's full, bring it to the other cup, all right? And you're going to get that Coke to there, all right? It's got the other straw there, all right? Both straws, all right? Can't bite it, can't hold it. Here we go. All right. 3, 2, 1. Wait, doesn't get it. Gotta do that. Do this thing. That thing. Gotta do that thing and then that thing. And then it can't be in the cup. It's gotta be outside the cup. Daniel, it's gotta be outside the cup. Gotta be outside the cup. Gotta have it outside the cup. Gotta have it outside the cup. This is a very confusing game. Have it in your mouth. All right. Here we go. Ready or not, here we come. 3, 2. Wait, I'm going to rest that ready or not. All right, here we go. Ready or not, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. There it is. No hands. No hands in there.
Straws will be full. Here we go.
All right, what we got here? So no one got all their Coke in the other cup. All right, good job, everyone. Give it a hand for our competitors here. All right, wait, before you guys go up, even though none of you guys did it completely correct at all, even though you get a candy bar, pick a candy bar. You're so apprehensive. Candy bar. Good job, everyone. Pick out a candy bar. There you go. All right. So, as they just experienced, a game was impossible. okay. But, so that game was impossible. All right. Kind of like our situation was in. So we're all humans, right? Right? No, not all humans. No, we're all humans here. So we've all committed a sin that separated us from God, right? Yep. You know, how many of you guys have lied one time in your life? Yep, I got a big one. At least once. You know, how many of you guys, you know, accidentally cheated on a test or whatever? Homework. Cheat on homework. It's a big one for me. So we've separated ourselves from eternal and holy God, right? So, that passage that Manny read today, I have Colossians, let's see, 1:22-23, and it says, "He is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a minister," and I'm also not Paul. So, like that perfect sacrifice that AJ and Sierra were talking about, that God came down and had to be that perfect sacrifice for us. He, in sacrificing himself and in his death, reconciled us back to him. You guys know what that big word reconciled means? You know, it's almost like, imagine God with, like, big open arms, right? You know, and sin is in the way of getting in those big open arms, and then God, through his death, like, brought us back into him. So, and then it made us holy and blameless before God. So, like, God doesn't see our sins. He doesn't see the things we've done because of Jesus' blood. It made us holy and blameless before him. And that's called grace. So that gift that's been given to us, and it's impossible for us to achieve it without Jesus making us holy and blameless. All right? I just wanted to
chat with you guys today. All right.
Thanks. Let's give the competitors another round of applause. Hey, guys. So, Zach is my friend. Jeremy, come up here. I don't know why I keep coming up here.
Hello. Who wants to play a game? All right, well, everyone needs to come up here. Everyone. 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 Anyone who's sitting down still, you're stupid.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, yeah. To specify, guys with guys, girls with girls. Chelsea, back off. All right, make a circle and hold hands.
Oh, really? We're doing this.
Yes, yes, it is. I completely agree with you.
Dang it.
Here, Jason, you still can.
Oh, you keep. Okay.
Manny, can you count the girls for me? All right. So the point of this game is to, without letting go of each other's hands, to make it all the way around the circle and get through the hula hoop. And since there are 22 guys and 16 girls, six extra girls have to go. All right?
All right, we're starting here.
All right, ready? Okay, we're not ready. All right, we're gonna start. 3, 2, 1, go! And stop! We're done! Alright, it would appear that the guys won. Alright, find your seats. Alright, settle down. I hear a lot of coughing in the audience. It's not a good sound. No. It was cheer wine. No. Alright. Settle down. I have a question for you guys. Do you know what grace is? What is it? Not the name. The actual word. Exactly. Webster's Dictionary defines it as unmerited favor. Now, what does that mean? exactly what he just said. It's something you don't deserve, right? Do we deserve salvation? Exactly. All right? That passage is to read to you guys. Give me a second. All right. It is Colossians 1, 18 through 19. It says, He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the one who is the firstborn from among the dead, so that he might occupy the first place in everything, because all the fullness of God was pleased to live in him. Now, from all the disappointed faces, I can tell you guys probably didn't follow that. But the gist of the verse is that basically we're the body of Christ because we believe. And because we believe, we all have a purpose in the church. The church brings us together and gives us an actual reason to exist, basically. And that we all have a job, whether it is to be a student or to go out and be a pastor, that we all just help each other and glorify God's name. That's pretty much it. All right? All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for bringing us all together tonight. Help us have a great night. Just help us to just not forget all these great things that we've been told, that we wouldn't lose sight of you, that you would just keep earnest and glorifying your name, and we would just have some fun tonight. And let us praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.